The Chartered Institute of Builders has welcomed government's decision not to award new contracts to enable it to pay old debts owed contractors. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the chairman of Chartered Institute of Builders Ghana and vice president for Africa, Roxin Dobega, stressed the need for government to ensure that there are funds available before new contracts are awarded. Mr. Dobega called on all contractors to find alternative options. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
In one breath, it's a good directive because, to me, it makes sense. If government hasn't got money to pay for the works, otherwise the contracts, I wonder why it should be awarding it. So if it gives an instruction or a directive that there should be no new contracts, for me, that is okay. But then efforts should be made by government to pay for what has already been done. Otherwise, the contractors are still going to be suffering. And that is affecting the capacity and effectiveness of the contractors in Ghana. It is just prudent that government should ensure that there is money to pay for works before it is contracted. Now, the other side is that, you know, what about those contracts that government has contracted already? Is it going to still, are contractors still going to be doing those projects? If they are also supposed to be frozen, then government will have to pay the contractors for what they have done. And the contractors also, I think it's a wake-up call for us contractors to be creative and innovative in finding alternative contracting options. We should begin to think about how to rather work for the private sector where money or payment is assured, or find alternative sources of getting money to support the government for government contracts. All these economic issues present in itself opportunities on one hand. It's about time local Ghanaian contractors should be thinking about forming partnerships, collaborations, basis for getting money to get things done on a long-term basis. And this issue about PPP, for example, is something that can be explored. So if government develops policies that support the strategies, the better for us.
Will this directive have any effect or impact on the work you do as builders or contractors?
No, sure. I mean, if government freezes contracts, if your prime aim is to work for contractors, primary aim is to work for government. And so if government freezes contracts, then of course it has a direct impact on you. But the key challenge is that, you know, those that the government contracts that we do, some of them are not paid for. I am very aware that projects that have been done over 2 years ago are still not paid by debt fund. So it will make sense to me if there's some freeze on it. Unless, of course, a particular contractor has money and can pre-finance to the extent of to such a time that government has money to pay. In this case, then the government must be clear in advance that, look, I don't have money. You can work for me to pay you in 2 years or 3 years. Come and work. Then right from the beginning, a contractor can model his project on that basis and factor in all the risk and interest rates into the proposal. But if the project is contracted on the basis that when you work, I pay you within 28 days and it takes 2 years, then that is what the challenge is.
That was the chairman of the Chartered Institute of Builders, Roxin Dobega.